What's going on, Alamo City Muay Talk fans? I'm Ryan D, HL Ryan 680.
And this is Lex, back at it again.
What's up, man? Let's talk Halloween. It's the Halloween season. This is Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. It's it, man. All right, let's get right to it, guys. This is our Halloween Kills review. Stay tuned, guys. Stay tuned.
Michael Myers is alive.
What's going on, Alamo City Muay Talk fans? I'm Ryan D, aka Ryan 680.
And this is Lex, back at it again.
What's up, Lex? How you doing over there, man?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great. Just excited for the Halloween season.
Yes.
It's both of our birthdays month. We've talked about that before.
Yeah, best month, best month ever. I don't care if you're from November, December, October is the month. Guaranteed, guys. Yeah. Guaranteed.
Just all the cool movies, the spooky movies that came out.
Exactly, man. That's what I'm talking about. Speaking of movies, let's get right to it, ladies and gentlemen. This is our review of Halloween Kills. Now, this is a sequel from the 2018 movie. It's crazy. 2018, it's been a while. It's been, obviously, this movie was supposed to come out last year, but due to COVID, just like everything else, it's been crazy year. Halloween Kills, that was originally supposed to come out last year once again. Now, the 2018 one, this is a huge gap. So, I know, Lex, you just found out, and there is a trilogy marked for this. So, I already knew off the bat before watching this movie. I know you did as well. We both knew before watching the screener that, hey, this is a trilogy. So, Michael Myers is obviously not going to die, right? Like, he can't, he should not die, right? So, we already knew that that aspect already. We already knew going into this movie. Now, so this actually takes place literally right after Halloween, the 2018 trilogy that they're starting out with this series right here, with this franchise series. So it literally starts off right off the bat. It starts off where Jamie Lee Curtis is just just literally hurt from the past movie. And we see that into a sense to where, like, oh, crap, like, what story do we really leave this at, you know? And it really gives us to that point where Michael's at, where everything's at. And it gets a little crazy off the board. I'm putting that like neatly. I'm putting it neatly as I can, politely as I can, because I was just like, what the hell? It's just, this movie felt out of place. This movie felt like the not a Halloween movie that I grew up watching, that I watched the very first 1978, just the original Halloween film. And granted, guys, the 2018 Halloween movie that came out with Jamie Lee Curtis, you know, obviously she's a lot older now. She could play that role. She could play that role till she God knows when. But, I mean, the way that it was played out and the way the last movie was, the last film was so done very well. And I enjoyed it. And it was like capturing us back into that essence. Right, Lex? I mean, could you agree, right? Like, it was trying to create us back. I was like, holy crap. They're bringing back that 70s feel. They're bringing back that beautiful artistic, you know, of the Halloween movies, the theme song. They're bringing back everything. And then we get this one, and it's just off the wall. And it's just, it doesn't, I don't know. Just tell me, am I going crazy, man? I mean, did this really feel like a Halloween movie? Like,
Well, they try to go in a different direction. And I understand, like, the need to do that, because then if this one would have been the same as last one, then you're like, okay, well, why is it a sequel, right? The last one did what it needed to do, but you're right, I think they should have kept to a theme, and they didn't do that. They try to flip it over, right? And you know, Michael in this movie, and this you can just see from the promotional material, it's not a spoiler, but this movie kind of takes the angle of, okay, Michael's not the hunter anymore. Like, the people are gonna hunt Michael. And it's just,
dude. And I get it too. You like, I completely understand it, but I'm just like, oh,
the execution,
like,
but, like, is what I think the execution is, because that premise is interesting, right? Because there's a horror movie trope of, you know, the victims are useless, like they run in circles or they run really slow, they don't fight
everyone's all like yeah whatever. So, the Scream movies is the perfect example. The Scream movies, they're always the prime example there. But
so there's that, like, that parody, right, that people make about that. And here we have a premise of like, okay, what if people actually fight back, or like, what if people are not senseless idiots and they actually, you know, come together to, you know, handle this situation. I get the premise and I get that's what they were trying to do, give us something different in the horror movie world. But the execution is the most important part. And I think that's where it kind of fell apart because people were still acting senselessly. People were still making like dumb decisions that it's still part of the joke of horror movie films. And that's why I think the movie that came before this, just kind of sticking to its roots and not trying to color outside the lines and things like that, but still making it modern. Like I like that. And so, yeah, this didn't live up to continue that theme. Instead, once again, they try to flip it on its head.
Yeah. I just, the way they did the splash, I mean, they did a connection. They added on an extra scene, ladies and gentlemen, that actually connected the franchise together as a whole, which I did not like. It's almost to a sense to where like, we're going to create this connection somewhat. And I hate it because they try doing that with other franchises, and it just doesn't do well. It just doesn't sit well. They did that with the last Fast and Furious one. Like they try to connect it all. They're saying, oh, Toretto, you know, whatever. It's just, you know, they create this enemy when they were a kid. It's just this flashback connection that's really trying to connect it all. I get it. But at the same time, I'm just annoyed because it's just like, okay, that really didn't happen. You didn't plan for this to happen. But like I always tell about when it comes to franchise films and Nightmare Before Elm Street, if there's a story to be told, it'll be told the right way and it'll be told the more, you know, fluent way, I would say. But I mean, I'm happy to see a Halloween movie, but I'm not happy that this movie came out on Halloween, you know, in that context.
It also feels like an incomplete sequel because how much it sets up the next one.
I totally agree with you there, man. Agreed.
Like, just they left it without a resolution, and it wasn't even an open-ended or anything. It was just clear-cut.
It felt like a crappy ending. It felt like I was watching a freaking first director of, like, just it was just crappy. I hate to say that, but it just, that's the way I got out of it. I was like, wow, this is a Halloween. Who is Universal letting their... Or who's Blumhouse, Universal? Who are they lending them to run their franchise that's a classic, a cult classic? Halloween's a cult classic film. If you do not know what Halloween is, damn you. You need to watch Halloween. You need to watch Michael Myers, the original cut. It's a beautiful film. It's beautifully done. And I could say that even after our time here on Earth, like, I feel like this movie's still going to be a cult classic to the ages. And it's just one of those films to where it's just never going to be, no one's going to say, oh, that's an old, or that's a, you know, that's a terrible movie in that sense. Granted, you know, if you're not a horror fan, obviously you're not going to like it. But as horror fans as we are, I loved it so much. But, you know, this film just feels out of place with the Halloween franchise. I don't know why. I know we had Halloween 3. I'm probably going to get corrected on this. Halloween 3, Season of the Witch. And I believe that one was like a weird... That one was an off-brand film, like a spin-off film. And so it was a little off on that one as well. But I feel like this one was way off, even though we had Michael Myers. This is the only... I would say this is probably the worst Michael Myers movie I've ever seen. Like, so, yeah,
because there's a few, honestly, there's a few I don't remember.
Okay, well,
I know they retconned the last movie, retconned
the Rob Zombie one. I don't count. I mean, technically, it's tough. The Rob Zombie one,
So this is what I told Ryan, like, when we watched the movie. Like, I kind of embraced the crazy to an extent, so that, like, I enjoyed parts of the movie. I do stand by what I said as far as like the execution wasn't well. I get where they were trying to go. They didn't get you there in that direction. And I was frustrated at some of the character choices as well. But on the other end, like, I did have a lot of fun. The movie is very gory.
Yes, I was going to mention. Yeah.
They actually got creative with that. Like, on that aspect.
Thumbs up. This is the most gory film of Michael Myers I've ever seen, and it's beautiful. It's done great. The gore, oh, it's just, yeah, it's a beautiful. They got
creative.
Yeah, when they did.
You've seen people die by characters such as Michael Myers.
So many damn times.
So it can get, also that part can get old, but no. Yeah. I think even the last one got creative with some of it, but this one just like got to another level.
Dude, we saw eyeball socket. We saw everything. It was full out, and I love how, also loved how he was just throwing. Effects. Yeah, he was just throwing bodies too, how to make that noise, because that's all sound effects. You know, that's people actually banging stuff. I don't know if you ever seen how movies are made. I just love how movies, like, it's just, it's beautiful. I'm just like, wow, man, like, it just, yeah, that was awesome. Yeah. I love that. Huge positive note. So this movie wasn't all terrible. I love the goreness. I love the music.
There was
small fun moments in that movie.
I guess that's just why I can't call it the worst, in my opinion. I would say it's the I don't know, because I was gonna say it's the biggest departure from Halloween, but if I could be wrong, once again, I might have actually not seen it, or I either completely forgot. But one of the Halloween movies gets into some crazy stuff as far as how it sets up. I think Laurie being the sister of Michael Myers and stuff like that, and so they go crazy like that too. So it's like, maybe that's the biggest departure as far as like what they were trying to do.
Yeah,
but this is the one that, once again, it kind of turns it around, and that's why I think Ryan's saying that it didn't feel as much as a Halloween movie, because once again, Michael was not really being the hunter. And there's a part of there's a thrill and an anxiety when it comes to Michael being the hunter. And last movie, Laurie was, don't get me wrong, she was preparing for him to come, but it was still him coming to her, as opposed to, once again, a whole town trying to search for Michael Myers. So I think that's where it kind of lost a little bit of its shine.
Yeah, and then also we do get a little sense. I mean, I wanted to go deeper into Michael Myers, like, why is he doing the killings? Why is he still fighting? Why is he still, what really drives him? And I feel like they were trying to reach that element of dramatic sense between Laurie, Jamie Lee Curtis, and the detective. It didn't feel right. It didn't feel like it was connecting very well. I felt like, you know what would have been cool? I know this is going to be totally wrong, but I wish we would have heard Michael Myers say at least one word. Like, say one word. I thought
about it during the movie.
And I wish he would have said something of like, I miss you, Laurie, or something, not necessarily like that, but just like, Laurie, you're next, or I don't even know, just something to where it connects that family, like where he knows Laurie's still alive, like to where it's a word. You could say one. I want him to say one word, though. I don't want him to say a full sentence, because that's a little too much. If he would have said one word, that would have been different. That would have been a cool ending. That would have been something different, but I don't know. It just depends how the voice is done. Bane's voice, I don't know. I don't know, man. It would have been, again, though, depending on how the voice is done, because it has to be done very well, it might not be as good. So it just, I don't know. For me as an individual, I felt like there was more to be told as far as Michael Myers' deep story. As far as his story goes and everything, I feel like we should have shed light into that instead of, and I get it though, because the town took a toll on it. We saw that a lot in this movie. The town, you know, that was really struggling, and they were hating that this town was known for Michael Myers. But even at that though, we don't even get context into where, like, these characters, they introduce us to new characters, and they're just thrown in there, and they're just like, they're just thrown in there throughout the movie. In the second act of the film, they don't even have any character development. There's nothing. They're just there. And then we know that because they, you know, just, we're not going to spoil it, but just, you know, some of them, you know, obviously they do die. People are dying in this movie. And it's just like, it just feels, I don't know if this, okay, I hate it because it says meaningless death that I hate in movies, that a lot of movies do a lot, or deaths don't really mean anything. And I just feel like they were doing a little overboard in this movie where it's like meaningless deaths here. And crazy deaths, because it's just when you start killing like crazy in the movie, and it's just like, it's struggle because you try to care about these characters or these certain individuals, and it's like, no, don't die, or like, you know, it's almost to that sense because you want to feel for them, you know, you want to feel for those characters, especially Jamie Lee Curtis and all them. But granted, she doesn't die, by the way. I'll let everyone know she does not die in this, obviously, because
she wasn't in the movie as much as I thought she was gonna be.
Yeah, man, it seems like she was in it like 20 minutes max, like, in her screen time.
Maybe.
Yeah. maybe not even that. I would say, like, probably.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, it kind of makes sense. This picks up where the last one did. She did get stabbed. She's hurt. She's old. So I get it. It would have kind of been ridiculous if she had, like, had enough energy or.
I know. That's what I was waiting for. I was all like, wait for her to do that.
But the movie was ridiculous in other areas where it's like, oh, you should just commit. Like, might as well.
Yeah. And then her daughter, Judy Gree, you know, she really came out. And okay, let's be I'll be honest here. I did not like Judy. I didn't like Karen. I didn't like her character in this movie. I don't know why.
Yeah, I liked her more in the last one.
Yeah, yeah. I definitely, man. I just, you know, this was actually written by, fun fact, this was actually written by, this is why I understand the comedy in here, but I did not like it. This was actually written by Danny McBride.
Yeah. Well, written or produced?
He co-wrote.
Yeah.
Yeah, they co-wrote. Yes.
Because the director also writes. But that was the same thing for the last one, though. And the last one was, I mean, the last one wasn't, I don't want to say it was less funny, but this one got, like, ridiculous, and then there were some jokes. But yeah, I was very surprised also, even from the last movie.
You're right. He did. Yeah, he did the last one too. Yeah. It was, again, though, it was just very different. I don't know. I felt like this was, I don't know. I just felt like way too many. And once again, I hate the jokes. I'm not going to lie. I hate it. They gave us, like, what, 100 jokes? I mean, I'm being dramatic. I'll be honest here. Let me bring on the filthy here. They gave us, like, what, Lex? How much can you guess? 30 jokes. Probably 20 jokes.
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay, well, we'll say 25, to be honest. Yeah. We'll say 25. So he gave us 25 jokes. I laughed at max maybe 5. And that's my personal preference, though. That's my problem. Because here's the thing. With me, when it comes to horror movies, I'm just like, okay, the comedies have been overdone so many times. And when I go see a Halloween movie, I'll expect to see some comedy, obviously certain jokes or whatever, taking jabs at each other. But I just felt like it was overdone, over the top in this movie. Mm. I just felt like, and it just didn't feel in tuned. You know, I didn't like it. I didn't like it whatsoever, man. I want to say it was pretty cool too, how they connected, like, the original cast that was as a boy or all that, you know, all that stuff. Like, we actually got to see the cast, you know, to connect that character. That made sense. But when they connected something else, which will spoil it, which I don't want to mention, but the way they connected another scene where they added on to it, that was very different too. That was cool in the special effects wise, because I kind of liked how they connected that with the original doctor who was seeing Michael Myers in the very first one. But yeah, was this the film that we needed, Lex?
I don't think so, because I said it, like,
you dang, know. Lex, bring up, man. This is the first time I ever heard you say that. Yeah.
Well, it's because it's hard, because I happy if there's more to watch? Kind of.
Yeah, when same here.
But when it doesn't live to an expectation. Well, exactly. Actually, my expectations were
whatever.
Once again, I knew I needed to embrace the crazy. I had fun with the movie. Did we need it? No, because I actually think that the last one was really, really good.
Yeah.
And it just kind of ending that way was okay for me. Yeah. For me, it was okay. Now, granted, I know that's not what financially makes sense.
Yeah.
And they almost set it up like open-ended, because I think at the end of the credits, there wasn't a post-credit scene, but you could hear breathing.
Breathing, yes.
And it was, you know, hinting at Michael Myers. He was still alive, If it would have ended like that, even if it's open-ended, I would have been okay. And then, like, you know what? Let's pick up the franchise many years from now. But now, knowing that it was a trilogy all along and things like that, it's just like, yeah. So we won't get closure until the next one. Will I see the next one? Yes. But did we deserve this one? Did we need it? Not really.
Okay, so, okay. Do we need this movie? No. I'm going to agree with you, Lex. I enjoyed the last movie so much. I enjoyed the 2018 film very, very, very much. And to give it perspective here, this is a coming for a horror movie. It's coming from a strong story-based. That's what I love more. That's what I love about horror movies, is that you could do a strong story and execute those scary moments and all that. And let's be honest here, I didn't feel scared at all. I didn't even feel creepy. It just felt It's Michael coming. Granted, as cheesy as the Scream movies are, there's probably some creepy scenes in there that I actually do like. How crappy the Scream movies are, I still enjoy them because how cheesy they are, because I've just known that's their routine, that's their formula. It's cheesy. It's Ghostface. I mean, come on. It's cheesy. Hello, Sydney. Like, it's just those cheesiness that I love. And it works. It works because people expect that already, you know? Same thing with Michael Myers. People expect a certain criteria. But we pay attention to the audience. Most of the audience did enjoy this. Critics are ripping this to a shed. They are not liking this movie. But I'm happy to see new content. But I'm just like, wow. Like, why? The last one was good. It was a better sweet ending, even though they did announce a trilogy when they released the first one. I think they could have done a little bit better. That's my personal opinion, guys. Ratings 1 out of 10, 10 being the highest. Lex, we're going to give the rating.
I'll still give it a 7. I don't think, once again, there's enjoyable. Not bad. Seven's still kind of low for my book.
Yeah, but dude, that's hot. That's actually high. So I'm going to give it a solid. I'm gonna give it a 7. Screw it. I'm gonna stick with you, man.
Oh, really? Oh,
okay. Yeah, I'm gonna stick with you. I was actually aiming for a 6, a little above average. But I'll stick with the 7 with you, man. So we're average of 7. Okay, that sounds good. Yeah, I'm confident in that because the goriness was good. I love the gore. I love how just certain scenes were just really sequenced really well. Like the especially a lot with the Michael Myers scenes where he was really going into town and actually seeing the change. That's where I wish we would have gotten like more Michael Myers going into town, looking at everything like, what the hell, like my town is totally different now, in that sense, to where I really wanted to see his perspective of it, I guess, in that sense, or if that makes any sense. But I just want to see something different, and when I mean different, I mean like in Michael Myers' eyes, why is he doing these killings? Psychological wise, like, why is he doing these killings? Why? In almost to a sense to where, like, almost not comparing it to the Joker, but in that context of the Joker, of that formula of the Joker, why he started doing that? Why did Michael start doing this? What ignites his fire to really start killing people day in and night? You know what I'm saying? And after Jamie Lee Curtis this whole time. But I'm going to leave that in context right there. But do you recommend this movie? If you're a Michael Myers fan, give this a watch. Give it a chance, guys. Yeah, it's going to be available on Peacock for free if you have that membership. So if you have the Peacock membership, it will be available for free. We do recommend this movie, guys, for any horror fans out there, because everyone's going to watch it. Let's be honest here. Everyone's going to watch this movie, and everyone's going to say either it was good or bad. but if it is bad, we warned you guys. We warned y'all. I'll leave it at that. I wanted to carry that classic horrorness, and it didn't succeed for that whatsoever. And screw that, Lex. I'm going to 6, dude. I'm sorry. I'm going to a 6. I'm downgrading. Go ahead. I'm downgrading, dude. Okay, yeah. But yeah. All right, guys.
I'll leave mine at 7 just because, once again, I don't think I dislike this as much as you, but like you said, I think if you're a fan of the franchise, you should still watch it. I mean, if you watch some of the bad ones from the 90s and stuff, you can watch
this. You can watch this one. Oh, definitely. But I'll give it a solid 6, guys, out of 10. All right, man. As always, I'm your host, Ryan D, aka Ryan 680.
Goodbye, everyone. This was Lex. Catch you guys next time.
Catch you later, guys. Stay tuned. Hit that subscribe button.